The following show is filled with dangerous activities that should not be attempted by anyone watching at home. I'm not kidding around. This is some rough stuff. Welcome to the Gong Show. Yeah. That's right. We're going to have a party tonight, and I'm your host. And like any host of any party, I'll be the one here alone at the end of the night scrubbing what I hope is chocolate out of the carpet. So, but enough about me. I got some great, great acts for you tonight. One of them will get to be the champion, the Gong Show champion of our show. That's right. Let's see that belt. Bring that out here, girls. The Gong Show championship belt. Yes. One act tonight will be crowned Gong Show champion. And they will get about $600 in cash, all right? But if they want it, they got to get past these guys. That's right. Our celebrity judges. That's here they are.
Yes, it is.
First up, we got Triumph from the Late Night with Conan O'Brien show.
Thank you.
The Mark Twain of poop jokes.
Thank you.
And then, of course, my buddy Adam Carolla. He does radio, film, television. He's a Renaissance man.
Can I say this? Yes. It is awesome to be sitting here in between a couple of chicks and a sock puppet.
That's the magic of the Gong Show. It's like a bus going nowhere. You never know who you're going to sit next to.
It's a bus on blocks.
It sure is. And the very lovely and talented Dana and Julia. Yeah! From the new movie, Don't Mess with the Zohan.
I think Carolla deserves better than this. Sarah Silverman, she Jimmy Kimmel and Comedy Central gives her her own show. You've been doing it for 20 years.
Wow.
And look where you are. It's not right.
You know, I was kind of hoping this would be the family show that I always wanted to host. You know, where at the end we just sit on a gazebo and drink lemonade, but I guess not. It's going to be a dick joke fest. It's going to be a fun time. Are you ready for the first act? All right. Now, judges, and I use the term very loosely, you will score acts on a scale from 1 to 500. You guys ready?
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. There's no better way to start a show than with martial arts and humor. Please welcome Divided Unity. You guys are kind of like the Christian version of Mortal Kombat. I love it. Julia and Dana, what did you think of Divided Unity?
Well, wax on, wax off.
Wow, a 69. Now, Adam, I see you grinning. What did you think of it? I know you're a man
of... Seems like the wisdom of the Orient meets gay porn.
Right.
I give them a yellow belt in entertainment. I give them a 399.
399. Triumph.
Yes, I agree with Carolla's assessment. You guys looked like you were locked in a battle to the death with your sexuality.
I see.
It was kind of like watching an awesome Karate Kid 3, which is to say terrible. Here it is.
275. That gives you a total score of 743. Give it up for him. Divided Unity. Thanks, guys. Next act, well, let's just say it's something for the children. Please welcome Andrew Stanton, everyone. Yeah. Andrew.
Ew.
No.
Did you gong him? I was backstage reading the Bible. What happened?
Andrew, come over here, man. You all right? Cool.
Tears of pain, not sadness.
I hear you. How could you gong Andrew?
That was so scary, I just got my period 2 weeks early.
I'm spotting myself. I felt like someone fed a plumber snake up my urethra.
Really?
That's what that felt like to me.
I enjoyed the entertainment value, but I'm offended because somewhere in London, Madonna is looking for her vibrator. Either that or it's the drill that they use for Carolla's teeth.
You know, I gotta say one thing, our judges are super vicious, but if you've ever drank in a bottle of whiskey and had a nail gun, they'd know that you're the man. You are my new god. Thank you, Andrew. I'm sorry they got you. We gotta keep it going, but first we gotta take a break. We'll see you in a few. Welcome back to the Gong Show. You know, every generation needs a hero. Here's mine. From Colorado, Rick Redmond, everyone. Kind of like the Lance Armstrong of unicycles, except you've got two balls and only one wheel. So I thought it was great. The judges liked you, so let's see the scores here. Triumph, what did you think of Rick?
Well, it was painful to watch.
Really?
Even for someone who's had his balls cut off.
Oh.
Let me ask you this. Watching you, I have to ask you, do you have taint insurance? I haven't seen a human scrotum punished like that since Corolla's last show was canceled.
Right. 450, Rick, 450.
Triumph liked it.
You know a little something about the unicycle, don't you?
I'll tell you what, I got two numbers. I have a 500.
Whoa.
And I have a 1.
Okay.
Now, if I can get on that unicycle and ride it off that end table, you're getting a 1.
Do you think you can do it?
If I can't do it, I'll give you a 500.
What are you, pitching your own show? Let's see if he can do it. Let's see it. Let me give it a shot.
This reminds me of your late night show.
He gives a 500. He just wanted to show you who's in charge. Julia and Dana, now, what did you think?
You were cute as a button.
So cute. Ta-da.
That we gave you one of our favorite scores, 469.
469.
Not bad, right?
Let's see what the final score is for you here. 1419, everyone. And 1,419. Here you go, brother. Leave. Like Christopher Columbus. Yes. Anyone who's ever pledged a fraternity will be familiar with this next act. Please welcome Derek Hughes.
I'm a magician. I'm gonna need your help, Dave. I'm gonna ask you to pick a card by saying stop.
Stop.
Here. Take the card, look at
it.
What he has done is just selected a card that you will never forget. Every magician is famous for one particular... Don't hide it from me. Three of spades. Here on the Gong Show, we are going to make history. Why is he tearing the three of spades? Because you've never seen this before. It's a three of spades with a corner missing. And you're going to hang out of that quarter. When I need that, you hold it out very quick,
okay,
so I can get it quickly, easily. Three of spades, corner missing. Get ready, Gong Show, to make history. Three of spades, corner missing. Here we go. One... Two.
Wow.
Gone.
in the hand, Eva.
No, that's not it.
Look here, hands empty.
Sure
look,
is.
One, two, three.
Not
what?
Gonna f- are we?
Look here.
Okay.
Look.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. The cards.
Mother of pearl. You're right. Those are the cards.
That's not it.
Oh. All right.
No. Three right. of spades. Watch. Here. Hands empty. Look. This is it. We make history. Look. Hands empty. Look. There. Oh, yeah. Check it out. Look. Look. Carter's missing. Yeah. No. No. Matt is three of spades.
So much energy. You could have sold me a house in Fallujah, Iraq with that energy. You're amazing. Triumph, what did you think of him?
I thought he was incredible. You know, David Copperfield does the same act, only he puts things in his ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
500! That's as good as it gets, man. Oh, remember to wipe. So, Adam, what do you think?
If Dane Cook was a lesbian, you would be exactly what he looks and sounds like.
I give you a 499.
Julia Dana, what do you think?
We give you 369.
369.
Thank you.
Now, can you only imagine what you would have gotten if you shaved your ass? Can you only imagine?
Where do you keep the rabbit? I'm just curious.
Well, that gives you a total score of 1,368. There you go. Very nice. We'll see you later. When we come back, we got lots more shows, so stick around. All right. We're going to keep it going with this next guy. You know, in Brazil, he's a national treasure, a singing sensation. Here is just a guy I met at my laundry going through my underwear. But you're going to love him. Please welcome the one and only Archduke Pimp.
Vamos lá, galera!
Gong a unicorn. You know that's 10 years bad luck.
If the unicorn was at least a B cup, I would have held off another.
That is a low blow.
There's nothing
that's a
worse.
Blow here.
There's nothing worse than a unicorn with an A cup, let's be honest.
I guess if you were bouncing on a trampoline, it would have been all right for Mr. Mantra.
Hey, that was damn good television talent.
Yeah.
You know it.
I remember the Emmy you didn't get. What did you think,
Ryan? I thought it was absolutely degrading and disgusting, and I'm shocked he's never been offered to be the host of this show.
Oh. One more hand for the Archduke Pimp. Give him a hand. Okay, before we get to our next act, word to the wise. Never sneak up on her from behind. Please welcome Kelvitica the Blade. My cousin's having a bat mitzvah. I was wondering if you guys would want to. That was an amazing, amazing thing.
No.
And we were all thinking the same thing. What actually was that?
The. Yes.
Wow, that's. Hey, You're a lucky guy. You already won.
Oh, I know. I know.
I would have gonged them, but as my great-grandfather Carolla used to say, it is 1,000 years bad luck to gong someone when they're being fired at by someone's through a tube. Look, hold on. I just feel like I just want to say this really quickly. Stepdads, this is why you don't molest. Do you understand? Do you understand what happens?
Are we ever going to get any scores, or is this just a...
500. Okay.
500 from Adam. Triumph, what did you think?
See, I think this is what the show needs, is more human interest. You know, they should come back next week, see if she can shoot it out of her next time.
Exactly.
You know, add some Mariah Carey music, give them advice. Sadly, this is all I got for you. 320.
Let me ask you this. You guys are a comedy team now.
Yes.
What do you think of this team?
You're right, girl. The vagina is a very powerful thing. We gave you 469.69.
Yeah, next time. Wow.
That gives you a score of 1,289. Very nice. Thank you. Give them a hand. We'll be back with more Gong Show, so stick around. We're back, and we're still not canceled. A win for me. This next guy loves performing. Oh, my God. You just got to see it to believe it. Please welcome El Fish. Actually, I don't know if this is mathematically possible, but I feel like you've embarrassed your hat. I really do feel like your hat is ashamed to be on top of you.
Good one, Adam. Here we go.
I really do.
That hat will never be able to hang out with its hat fish friends anymore. It'll be the laughing stock of all the fish hat community.
Had sex with that hat, and this was more humiliating for it.
Don't let these Hollywood types make you feel bad just because you can get off on putting on a crazy hat and, you know, well, that is a little weird. But give him a hand, everyone. Elfish, gone, but not forgotten. You guys, I can't get a read on you guys.
Dave has a soft spot in his heart for every old man with his head in a carp. You got to understand.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
I can't help it if I brought your future out. All right, anyway, next guy. Great singer, Edison, New Jersey. You're gonna love him, Dave Juskow. Yeah.
This is to my girl Julie. Love comes once in a lifetime.
That's the end of the show, siren. Sorry about that, bro. But that siren means that we're done watching acts, and now it's time to decide on the champion winner.
Dave, that actually means that the show was canceled.
Anyway, it's been quite a struggle to find the Gong Show champion, but we've done it. We're tallied our scores, and we're going to bring it out now. Our Gong Show champion for tonight is the envelope, please. Rick Redman, extreme unicyclist. Give him a hand. There's the bell. Here's the money. Put your hand out. We don't give out fake checks here. It's all cash. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, $600. You win, man. How do you feel? Oh, confetti. Thanks for watching the Gong Show. Thanks to all my celebrity judges. You're